The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
The head of the congressional delegation visiting Britain and Ireland has said he's confident that the challenges in relation to the Northern Ireland Protocol can be negotiated, but he warned that the United States will be unwavering in its support of the Good Friday Agreement. Democrat Richard E. Neal, chairman of the House Committee on Ways and Means, is overseeing a 9-strong team from the committee on the trip, and he's currently in Ireland for that 4-day trade visit. Now, I'm joined by Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at NUIG. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, for us, we've got our health committee and we've got all sorts of committees, but Ways and Means, what exactly is it?
Well, the Ways and Means Committee, you know, has always attached the tag powerful to it because it does have broad-ranging authority in terms of finances in the United States and tax matters and budget spending, et cetera. So it's an extremely powerful committee. And in this context, it's crucial because the Ways and Means Committee has authority to scrutinize any trade deals. And that's why it's so significant that the chair of the Ways and Means Committee, Richard Neal, has signaled that this is what the UK is doing is unacceptable and that there will be no trade deal if it continues down this line of action. And I think the key thing here, again, is that Neal is not only the chair of the Ways and Means Committee, he's also the chair of the Congressional Friends of Ireland.
When I look at the committee and I look at the names, I'm not familiar with too many of them, but I read out the relevant ones, I suppose. The chairman, Richard E. Neal. There's a ranking member, Kevin Brady. Then there's a man called Ron Kind. Then Dan Kilday. But forgetting about Ron Kind, I don't know what his background is, but Kevin Brady, Dan Kilday, Mike Kelly, Mike Doyle, David Joyce, Mary Scanlon, there's a Vern Buchanan as well. But there's a huge number of Irish names in there. So you can kind of reckon which way the wind is blowing in this delegation.
Absolutely, and I think it's really a testimony to the fact that Irish America is not a dead letter, despite what some people say. It's still vibrant, it's still politically strong, it's politically diverse, Pat. These are Republicans and Democrats, these Irish Americans. So to have them on side with Ireland, I think is really, really important. And they've elevated what was the policy of the Congressional Friends of Ireland Caucus. They've turned that into the policy of the House of Representatives, to the Senate, and to the White House. So this really is testimony to how strong Irish America remains. Now, obviously, we don't want any of this to happen. We don't want Liz Truss to get on this course of action. But it is comforting, in a sense, to know that the United States has our back on this front. And, of course, Boris Johnson and others are going to have to take that into account when they decide what to do. And I think, ultimately, that will lead them back to the negotiating table.
Obviously, when they meet particular parties, they know which way this is going. I mean, the Irish government in favour of the protocol because it's an international agreement negotiated in good faith by the EU, including Ireland, with the United Kingdom. And obviously, the parties in the north, we know which way they are going to be advocating. They may, you know, the other parties other than the DUP may explain some nuances they would like to be altered in the protocol, but by and large, they're in favour of it. So will they talk to the people, I suppose, who matter in this current situation, the DUP?
Yeah, I think they will. I mean, I think that Richard Neal, for instance, has a long-standing relationship with Geoffrey Donaldson. They don't see eye to eye on a whole lot of things, but they have a cordial relationship. And Neal has indicated that there is room for negotiation. I would hope that he can point some of that out. I think it is important, Pat. I mean, if there is a way of keeping goods that are going to stay in Northern Ireland, if there's ways and means around some of that stuff and some of the bureaucracy that I suppose the sea border entails, then you know let's look at that. Let's think about it. But the way to do this is to negotiate. The way to do it is not to unilaterally take action and go back on your word and potentially cause a trade war and also anger the United States. That's not the way forward out of this. It's to sit around a table. And I heard Bertie Ahern on your program and elsewhere making this very point, that this is going to be solved through negotiation, not through this kind of unilateral action, which in my view is largely politically motivated in a sense that there is a certain segment of the English population that really likes this idea of we're going to stand up, we're going to fight the EU, we're not going to take any of their crap anymore. I think that plays well politically, but ultimately it's a very, very risky course of action, and I think they have to know that.
He did, Richard Neal, have a conversation with Liz Truss, it appears, over the weekend, and tough talk.
Tough talk, yeah, no doubt about it. You know, I think that we saw Simon Coveney, you know, having a conversation with Liz Truss, and I think the picture of the two of them afterwards, which circulated on social media, I think a picture says a thousand words because of the stony expressions on both of their faces. So make no mistake, we're at a low point here. This is not where any of us want to be. But again, that's why the idea of negotiation and getting people around a table, that's the only way we're going to get out of this. And again, the UK has to know that there's serious problems that are going to flow from their acting. The EU cannot stand idly by if they do pursue this course of action. We're looking at a trade war with potentially devastating consequences. And the other thing I think to say, Pat, is important is that despite all the concerns in the unionist community about the protocol, the reality is a lot of the economic signals from Northern Ireland are pretty good. People are doing well. And that makes you wonder, although political unionism is at one on this issue, it makes you wonder how business people on the ground who might be, I suppose, unionist-leaning, how they feel about all this.
Now, if you fast forward and say that there is unilateral action by the British on the protocol and the EU then follows through and Commissioner Sefcovic has actually indicated that they would do everything that was necessary, so that would mean in some way policing stuff on the Irish border with Northern Ireland, if it's not being done in the Irish Sea, in order to protect the single market. America simply wouldn't stand for that. They said, not going to happen.
No.
So what is the likely sequence of events if the British go ahead with unilaterally altering the protocol?
That's a scenario I don't think any of us want to see happen. But if it does, as you say, it means that there's going to have to be something on the Irish border. It means that there'll be something of a trade war, effectively, with sanctions and all sorts of other measures being taken. Again, the EU just can't stand by and allow this to happen. That obviously will have trickle effect in a negative way, potentially here, and also in terms of UK-US relations. The longest friendship that there is, that would be in serious jeopardy. And again, you know, this is a scenario none of us want to envisage. Most of all, Boris Johnson and the Tory party, while they can talk tough, et cetera, the reality is the consequences for them will not be good. If people are hurting economically, politically speaking, that's not going to go well for the Tory party. So, again, we're at a very low point right now, but I remain hopeful because of that bleak reality that I've just sketched out there very roughly. I remain hopeful that negotiations will unfold and we can get something done here short of the UK pursuing this strategy.
Larry Donnelly, law lecturer in NUIG, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.